as the holidays are here and gift giving and travel are in full swing, but the season of good cheer is also the perfect time for scammers to strike. Joining us with more information on how you can stay safe this season is scam victim Iselina Nunez and financial expert Erica Sandberg. Good morning.
Hey, Tony.
Good morning.
Erica, what are some of the most common scams that we see this time of year?
Oh, well, there's quite a few. First of all, I've partnered with Western Union to get the news out because it really is a big problem. The online purchase scams are, you know, very important right now to be aware of. It's when you purchase something and online, you never get the merchandise back. People are really shopping right now. And, of course, there's the lottery scams where you get these emails from people saying that you won something that you've got to, you know, pay the taxes for. Grandparent scams where people are saying, oh, my gosh, you know, my child is, or you have the situation where somebody is supposedly in a foreign country and they need some financial assistance, kind of appeals to parents and grandparents who want to help their kids. Advanced fee scams, so you're looking for maybe a job and you're asked to send some cash for an application, that type of thing, and then you lose it, you never get the job. And then relationship scams, where people are looking for love, and they never receive the love, but they send the money. And it really is all about sending cash to people you don't know. So it's very important to be aware of these kind of major scams.
This is a big push by Western Union. Why do they have such a great interest?
Because they really want people to be safe. Overall, sending money really is a very safe experience. But there are a few things that everybody needs to be aware of. And it's really to take a look at the warning signs of these big red flags. And certainly Iselina is a person who's been through this. And so she knows.
Iselina, you're a scam victim yourself. Tell us what happened to you.
Yes, certainly. I never thought I was going to be a victim because I try to be very careful regarding all those emails that I get. But as a translator, I received what seemed like a legitimate request to translate a paper on human trafficking that was going to be presented in a conference in Spain. I should have paid attention to the fact that the request was in broken English from an individual in another country. I went ahead, did the translation, changed, sent my invoice and received a cashier's check for $3,000 above my fee. I sent the information to the individual I was working with, and he said, don't worry, just take your money and the rest wire it through Western Union to me at this London address. I did so. And a couple of hours later, fortunately, a very alert employee from Western Union called me and said, you are being a victim of a scam. I am not going to send that money. It's going to be returned to you. So I did not lose the money. I just lost my work. But I learned a very valuable lesson.
All right. Erica, go ahead, please.
I was going to say, and that really shows that everybody is at risk if you let your guard down. So you've got to be acutely aware of these, you know, red flags.
All right, Erica, where can people go for more information?
Well, WesternUnion.com is a great website. It's going to show all the different scams that are out there and the warning signs, the red flags. Take a look at them. And if you've been a victim, contact the police department. These are crimes.
Oh, we want to thank Iselina and Erica so much for being with us, and happy holidays to you ladies.
And to you,
thank
too.
You.